Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And there's a feast of it this morning.
Absolute
and this
feast,
weekend.
Yeah.
Des is here.
It's like all the eggs in Ireland here. But the Rugby World Cup quarterfinal against New Zealand kind of dominates the headlines. But the Irish soccer team have a game of great significance as well tonight. They take on Greece at the Aviva Stadium. And a bit of extra spice added to the game because of a row between the two sets of management. The Irish assistant manager Keith Andrews suggested earlier in the week that Greek boss Gus Poyet got an Irish coach in from an English club to assist his preparations against Ireland during the summer. But last night, Poyet hit back strongly.
He was sad. He was very disappointed. I don't know Keith. From outside, seeing him talking on television and the way he played football, I thought he was an intelligent man. And he made a mistake. He made a big mistake because he's lying. First, because I don't invite people to watch my trainings. I don't. Secondly, because nobody told me how Republic of Ireland plays. Third, because if you look how your country played before they play us, France at home, 5-4-1. 3 days before that, they played Latvia, 5-3-2. How they play against us? 5-3-2 the first half, 5-4-1 the second half. Do you really think that I need information? You need to learn. Let's say they're young, you made a mistake, maybe excuses. But he was disappointed, very disappointed.
That's the Greek manager, Gus Poyet. At the game tonight, live on RTE2 and 2FM. Netherlands hosts France in the other game in Group B. The Irish under-21s are also in action today. Boosted by victories in their two opening group games, they play Latvia at lunchtime. Now, Scotland must wait to qualify for Euro 2024 after losing 2-0 in Spain. They're a bit unlucky last night. Scotland, though, can still secure a finals place on Sunday if Norway fail to beat Spain in Oslo. At home, Bohemians moved up to fourth place in the Premier Division table with a comfortable 2-1 win at UCD. James Clark and Danny Grant got their goals. And so to the rugby, New Zealand engulfed in a disciplinary storm ahead of the World Cup quarterfinal against Ireland after coach Ian Foster revealed he dropped their star winger Mark Talia for disciplinary reasons. The winger has emerged as a key part of the All Blacks' improvement since they lost to Ireland last year. He scored 2 tries against France on the opening night of the tournament, and while Foster did not reveal what his winger did, he just said he'd breached team protocols. Night out is being speculated, but I don't know what it was, but it's very unusual to drop the star player for such a big game. A brave move. We'll have Donal Lennon's verdict on that later in the programme. But first, a very clear example of how nervous the New Zealanders are about Ireland. This is one of their most capped scrum halves, Justin Marshall, speaking on the platform.
If you were to ask me at the start of the tournament, let's go back a month and say the team that you would prefer not to meet in the quarterfinal, I would have said Ireland. I would have preferred France or South Africa. I think their DNA is easier to break down the way that they play, whereas Ireland just so well balanced. Their defence is amazing. They're the best defensive team in the world. Their attack is really well balanced, all orchestrated by Johnny Sexton, and their back row and their forward pack formidable, and they're just a really well drilled side, and they're number one in the world for that very reason. So look, it's not to say that this is an absolute disaster for the All Blacks, but we are going to have to be at our very, very best to beat this Irish side, because they have not missed the beat right from the opening game. They've looked really good.
You know, I've talked with you for a number of years now, and I don't think I've ever heard you so impressed by another rugby side on the planet. That's what Ireland have done to you.
No, and you're probably right. I just feel that they just play a very good, really sensible style of rugby that has some flair. It equally has physicality. You know, like Scotland went 18 phases against them, and they just defended and offended and then eventually forced them into an error. You know, that's just knowing each other so well. And Andy Farrell hasn't messed around like the All Blacks right from that opening game. He's put all his big guns out there. He hasn't really changed his team much. I can name their side that they're going to name at the weekend. They're just very well organised. Their game plan's good. They've got the best short passing game. So when I say short passing, like, their players are nice and tight. They bring defenders in. Then they have Sexton floating around the back. Arkey comes short. Ringrose comes short. You know, James Lowe floats around. They just know their method so well. And each player knows each individual skill and strength of each other. And you know, you can't... Teams like that are the best in the world for a reason, because they're just so methodical.
You know, you're talking about them like we used to talk about our All Blacks side. I mean, with that kind of ruthless efficiency, it's their killer instinct as well. Do they have enough of that to be able to go right through this tournament from here?
Oh, look, I don't have any doubt about that. Like, the, you know, to be number two in the world before the Rugby World Cup started and then obviously, you know, eventually end up at number one, all everybody was saying was they don't know how to get past any final series in the Rugby World Cup. They've never done it. Mentally, they're going to be weak. So people were throwing stones into their glasshouse even before the tournament started and saying that they won't be able to get through to a final and win a final. Like, where the hell does that come from? Like, history plays no part in a current team. A current team is what it is, and they're a formidable current team. I have no doubt in my mind that they've got the psyche, they've got the management, they've got the coaching, and they've got the players and individuals to go all the way to this Rugby World Cup final and win it. No doubt in my mind. They're very capable.
Holy moly.
Yeah, no. Like, he's one of the most respected players in the world. That's extraordinary. Yeah, Justin Marshall there at the Kiwi. We'll hear from Donal later. New Zealand's neighbours, Australia, they've had a dreadful Rugby World Cup, and the Cricket World Cup hasn't started well either. Yesterday, they suffered their heaviest Cricket World Cup defeat ever as they lost to South Africa by 134 runs. Ex-Formula One boss Bernie Eccleston has been spared jail after admitting fraudulently failing to declare more than £400 million sterling held in a trust in Singapore. And we've racing this evening. It's in Dundalk. The first race is at 4:40.